Good morning and welcome to day two. And today we will be doing lots of good stuff in your DNA and really learning on a deeper level all about how DNA shifts and changes and what's going on in your DNA. And so this is going to be an exciting day. Please do sign in, say hi, and I want to see who's on the call. Before I start really doing big teaching, I want to make sure most of you are on the call here. I do see a bunch of people on, but I don't see any chatting yet. So I'll just wait until we get some messages going here. And would love to hear if you had any breakthroughs through the evening. I realize some of you it will be a different time, but in the last hours since our last class, anything shifted or changed for you, any awarenesses, would love to hear from you about what's new, what's different. That's what we normally do in the morning of day two. We do a nice good morning and then have some people share about what shifted for them or what was the big aha from yesterday that really already changed your thinking. So that would be great to hear from you. Good morning from Aspen, Karen and Jyoti, glad to be here this morning. And Charlotte, good morning from Maine, fantastic, welcome. And we have, I think we have one person who wasn't on yesterday who'll be joining us today. And we have one student who is watching videos because it's completely opposite times, and so she's finding it the best choice for her to watch videos. So we've got a nice group of students, a little bit of musical chairs on day two. So that'll be good. Everything is good. Okay, here come the comments. Elizabeth from Norway, Trondheim, Norway, and Heather. Good morning, Heather. I hope you got your information. We passed it on. Karen, you're welcome from Australia. Mary from South Dakota, glad to finally get in. Tried off and on all day, never received email. That is pretty strange because we reached out to everybody during the day multiple times. So I'm really shocked to hear that, Mary. I'm sorry. I wonder if we have your proper email address, but I'm glad you're in. Okay, and Crystal, good morning. So good to be here. Love from Crystal in Sweden, and love your colors. That's from Jody. Thank you. Yeah, I'm in kind of favorite, a favorite dress of mine that I use sometimes when I'm speaking. So it's a little bit like the dress that the Beauty and the Beast, the Beauty wears when she becomes really like the princess and she's dancing with the Beast. So it's over the shoulder, and then it's a big poofy bottom. Okay, let's see. We've got some more. Charlotte, health activation rather than healing is just perfect. Thank you. You're welcome. Heather, yes, thank you. And Alex, good morning again from Alex in Solana Beach, California. Fantastic. Okay, well, let me just double-check on numbers. We now have 16, so we have 19 students. We have 16 of you, so that's probably where we can get started. So this morning, again, like I said, we'll be talking a lot about DNA all day long, and we'll be clearing DNA. So I would like to hear from you what you imagine, think, or know is going on in your DNA. 97% of your DNA is really working well for you. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It's giving you exactly what you need to run your body. The DNA also has information. People are sometimes surprised. You know, it's in the genes, how you're going to respond to money, how you're going to respond to love and relationships. It has all the kind of how you respond to your world. It has that programming in it, too, so it has the personal programming. There's 22 strands from mother and 22 from Father, and then there's two original God strands. And in the last hour, we'll work on activating more of your DNA to be God strand DNA, so less parental DNA and more God strand DNA. And the ultimate would be to have all that wonderful information be transformed into pure God DNA or pure truth. So we already have two strands that are our original God DNA strands. And at the end of the day, like I said, we'll be doing a tune-up on all of it. We'll be working on seeing if we can elevate some of that DNA to God DNA. I think we can. Okay, a few more comments. Mary, still not sure it is fixed. Rebecca me a separate email forward and said I would get email again for class, but did not. Okay, Mary, there's two things you can do. First of all, for everybody in the class, if you don't get a link in the morning, you can just contact trainings. That's our production team, trainings@julierenee.com, and they'll send you a link. We've got a spreadsheet with all of your contact information. So if for some reason, we don't have the right email, please let us know that. And then finally, support@julierenee.com. They have all the previous days. So they have the PowerPoints and whatever I say to them to send out, support@julierenee has all of those details. So you have trainings. If you need a link, if something happens and you don't get the link, we have you in Infusionsoft. So everybody in the class is in our Infusionsoft mail out. And sometimes it goes into your spam or your trash folder. And I think sometimes it gets lost in virtual space. So write down trainings@julierenee.com. And if 15 minutes before, because we send it out an hour before, you don't have it, contact training. And like I said, if you don't get the video and the PowerPoints and things like that, you want to contact support@julierenee.com because I make sure that all of our support team has our previous day's information. So that would be the way to handle a difficulty. And hopefully we'll be able to resolve it for you. Okay. Crystal says it sounds exciting to be working with the DNA. Heather, is that the general for the population or is that for our group, the percentage? That's just a general figure. I could do one by one and let you know, but approximately 3% of your DNA is kind of wonky and could be tweaked, and the rest of it is really pretty darn good. Okay. And then Jyoti, is your DNA all God DNA? No, no, let's test. I get that 70% of my DNA is God DNA at this point. But we'll tweak it again, so maybe it'll go a little higher. I'm trying to move it all the way up to 100%, but it doesn't all hold. So maybe with some of the clearings that we're doing, maybe we should do all the clearings before we do the God DNA. So maybe do an hour of the soul contracts down to bloodline, and then do the God DNA shift. So we'll look at that. That would probably be an extra hour of work. Let's see, 40 minutes. Would it help? Would help. Okay, let's do that. I'll add that into our schedule. So 40 minutes of clearing. And then let's see on the God DNA. 80 minutes. So let's save 2 hours for this process. So I made a note. So the last 2 hours of class will work on God DNA. Yay, that'll be really fun. You're welcome, Mary. And thank you. Where will our group go to? We'll just see. What we're going to be doing today is actually working on very specifics in your DNA that aren't working. If you have, very common things that I clear are cancer DNA. Alzheimer's and dementia. So if you have someone who loses their mind in old age, Alzheimer's and dementia we clear. You have Parkinson's, heart disease, diabetes. So those are some that are very common that I can think of, but you might have some very specifics, and I'm happy to really work with, you know, the groups. We have, like, you know, five of you that have something, then we can add that to the clearings, because we're going to be clearing today. That's what we're going to be doing. Okay. Great from Heather. Awesome from Jyoti. Okay. Very good. All right. So first of all, let's think about DNA. So you think about it as this beautiful strand. We can pull up the image here from the PowerPoint that we were using. And there we go. Okay, so you have this strand, and, you know, different artists and scientists really kind of make the different images, but we all, you know, see this kind of bending strand with the, these are the telomeres. These lines here are the telomeres. And what we like to imagine is that you've stretched it out from one end to another, like really like a clothesline where you have a pole holding it at each end, and then the telomeres are drop down like towels or streamers from the clothesline. And then we work on that to remove the, what I say is when you you can have black dots light up, which are the malfunctioning DNA, and we'll be vacuuming it off or removing it. If there's a break in the DNA, that would mean the telomere is much shorter, and so then we're wanting to work on strengthening and lengthening the telomere. So that would be another thing that we would do. And there's two techniques for working with the DNA. We'll be doing both of them today. One of them is guided imagery in meditation, and we'll do a long meditation this morning working on DNA. And then the second is a quantum pump technique, a hand technique, where you're clearing DNA using the hand and muscle testing. And both of them are extremely effective. You'd want to, after meditation, you'd want a muscle test. Did I get to zero? Do I need to do this process again, like that? Okay, and I see some things came in here. Vanya, hi, and Vanya's new to class. Welcome, Vanya. And can we sew lineage bloodline hypothyroidism in females? I can put the thyroid issue. Today is DNA, so we'll be doing DNA today. But when we do the clearing, before we start clearing DNA, we can do, you know, when we clear all of the issues, we can do bloodline too. Okay. And you're welcome, Jyoti. And then, Elizabeth, I'm blessed with this teaching. Thank you. My DNA, I think I have RIPSI for diabetes, RIPSI for diabetes, high or low blood pressure, ADHD, bad health in blood family. Don't know all the diseases. My blood brother, very antisocial, low empathy. And that will be with more with men than with women, the social issues, and that's how the brain gets wired. But it can be, let's see. So of the things that you've listed, diabetes is one of the things that's in definitely programmed into DNA. Blood pressure, is DNA. ADHD. ADHD looks like it's not DNA. It looks more like a bloodline. So it's a behavior. But it's interesting because ADHD is actually more connections are open between the different sides of the brain. So you would think that at least in the master cells where the programming was, it allowed those areas to open. But I test it more in bloodline with you. And then bad health in my blood family. So that would be probably more bloodline stuff overall, because your DNA wouldn't necessarily set you at bad health. Might, but let's see. Well, both. I mean, it, obviously, diabetes and heart disease and things like that, that's bad health, and that is in the DNA. Circulation disease is DNA. Joint disease is DNA. Eczema is DNA. Lung, emphysema. Lung disease, emphysema. Nervous system disease. Yeah, we delete the, what we're going to do is we're going to, I don't know if we call it delete, but we remove the cancer DNA so there isn't any cancer DNA in the DNA. Okay, well, this is a very long list, so let's see. Circulation. I don't know if we're going to get through all of these. Joint, lung, nerves. One of the things that you can kind of see, I mean, emphysema tends to be an illness that you get because you've been exposed to toxic stuff or you're a smoker or something like that. It doesn't tend to go down in the DNA that I know, that I'm aware of. So, but lung issues do, so a susceptibility. Yeah, we've got heart disease. We got that fairly early on. Thank you, Sharon. So what we have on our list right now is cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, heart disease, diabetes, thyroid, blood pressure, circulation, joint, lung, and nerves. That is more than we can cover in a day, probably. So let me think here. Oops, that did something funny. There we go. Got too many PowerPoints up on my own screen here. Okay, let's go ahead and start with a guided meditation. And in this guided meditation, we will remove anything from old age, dementia, and Alzheimer's. So we'll get started with our morning meditation. Okay, so I've grabbed the hair and weight issue, and I registered that you're interested, Crystal, in diabetes and thyroid stuff. Very good. All right, so we're going to go into our meditation next, and we'll just switch here. And we'll go to our meditation slide. Okay, so taking a breath in and out, and as you breathe in positive energy, and as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern, breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body, breathing in and out, breathing in and out. So that made that grounding cord maybe as wide as one of those big culverts. So you want it maybe 2 or 3 feet wide, and you're going to set it on a, like kind of a dump release, so really a big, big release. And maybe see a whirlwind, a vacuum or tornado, maybe even a little hurricane down there, and it's just pulling all that energy out of the body that doesn't belong there. And let's just give it a few minutes to clear. So this would be any negative energy, any exhaustion energy, any difficulty. Nice to just take a few minutes to just let it all go. All right, and then female bodies. With a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, through the perineum, from the ovaries through the perineum down to the center of the earth, releasing the ovaries, the right ovary and the left ovary, of all the healing projects that you have out in front of you, all the people you love and care about who you're healing right now. And male bodies with a line of energy, also as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the testicles to the center of the earth, let's go ahead and release female control energy, competition, and aggression. And in both cases, we're bringing the body into neutrality. And ladies, you're going to be watching as your ovaries clear out. We did a nice clear out yesterday. If it didn't all clear out, or you started healing everybody again after we got done with class, let's go ahead and just keep releasing. And for those of you who might have had a surgical operation, you still have spiritual ovaries, so understand that your blueprint continues to exist. And so the ovaries continue to be there even if they're not in physical form. And we are in meditation, so your eyes should be closed at this point. This is really going more deeply in the body and letting go. Going up to your adrenals that sit at the right and left side of basically the waist and the spine. It'll be an inch off the spine, 2 inches off the spine, on top of the kidneys, an inch up from the waistline and 2 inches off the spine. The adrenals look like acorns with hats. Ground each of the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right adrenal on release and the left adrenal on release and release the adrenals. And while we're releasing the adrenals, plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and let's go ahead and release the nervous system the entire nervous system, beautiful lacy network of nerves. Let's just really clear out the nerves. And going to the center of the head, in the center of the head is your golden temple of silence. And you can think of it as a beautiful cave. And there you sit in your throne in the center of your golden temple of silence. We're going to be clearing out any excess energy in the head, and especially in that golden temple of silence, which is kind of the same area that your brain is. But we imagine this as kind of this peaceful area that you can sit in. So you're not sitting in your brain, you're sitting in a hollow cave. And the walls are made of gold, pure gold. And your beautiful throne that you're sitting on, maybe a golden throne with maybe purple velvet seats or red velvet seats. Or you might have a super cool Captain Kirk Star Trek chair, or, you know, your throne is really what your ideal seat would be. So sitting and surveying all of what is of you, we need to clean out the center of the head. So if you'd like to take a spiritual fire hose, I like that because it's so fast and I have a lot of fire. But you could take a broom or a vacuum cleaner if a fire hose seems like it's too forceful. And just open a trap door out the back of the head, and let's go ahead and wash out the center of the head or sweep out, clean out the center of the head. And I'm just going to take that fire hose and just, you know, wash out the looping thoughts, any concerns, any distractions, any just funky energy. Sometimes this energy can just sit there lurking. You want to usher out squatters, so there's bugaboos sitting there. You want to send them out the trapdoor and they can go down a slide to the center of the earth. Kind of like when the pest control comes in and they clean out all the termites and cockroaches. They set up from the second story, they'll set up a dump chute. And that's essentially what you're doing in the back of the head. You're setting up a dump chute that goes down to the big grounding cord at your hips and then just goes straight down to the center of the earth. And remember that we have like a whirlwind, a tornado kind of a thing churning in the big grounding cord. So you won't have any trouble once it gets out of the center of the head. You'll send it down the chute and it'll just get sucked down to the center of the earth. And just allowing your center of head and your head to just really clean out and clear out. Notice how it's getting much more serene in the center of your head. Hopefully you've retaken your position on your throne. And when you feel like the center of the head is completely cleared out, you can close that trap door. And stay in the center of the head. Pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. Put a golden vacuum cleaner, a Roomba, at the top of your head and under your feet. And we're going to clean out the aura this way. And so just have at the top of your head, it's going to spiral down around your head and body, cleaning and vacuuming out any dust bunnies or fuzz balls you've picked up as you progressed through your day. And the same with the one under your feet, it's going to spiral up. It'll meet eventually in the middle at your hips, and you'll throw it down the big grounding cord when you're all cleaned up. So go ahead and get those Roombas working. And they have kind of cute little happy puppy dog energy, so they just kind of sniff around and zip up all the funky energy, the really kind of happy, fun energy in your space. And we're just getting that aura to be much more clean and pristine and a more comfortable place for you to live in. And whenever you're ready, you can throw those vacuum cleaners down the grounding cord. Feel like it's cleaned up now. Opening your feet to earth energy, your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, through the ankles, through the shins, through the calves, through the knees, through the thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And we're just really flooding our feet and legs, our hips and thighs with earth energy, feeling very blessed. Very connected with the earth, very grounded. And then finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, somewhere in the cosmos. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And that is your human spirit access portal in the back of your head. And bring that energy into that human spirit access portal, and then down through your neck and shoulders, down through your arms, your elbows, your forearms, through your wrists, through your hands, through your fingers, and even through your fingernails, and out through the fingertips. And we're really flooding that cosmic energy through all those joints too, the shoulder, elbow, wrist, all the hand joints, just cleaning and clearing out the joints, the muscles, but especially the bones, because that particular path of clearing has a lot of joints and bones in it, doesn't it? And bringing more of that cosmic energy down through your back channel. And again, we're going to just flood the whole back, so the muscles and the spine, the bones, and even the organs, all the tissue, just being flooded with this cosmic energy. And for fun, we've been having earth energy run up our feet. We're just going to allow that to stop momentarily. And let's run that cosmic energy down through the hips, and through the thighs, through the knees, through the calves, through the ankles, through the bottom of the feet and the toes. And it's just flooding through and out and really flooding through all the joints, the muscles, the tissue, everything in its path is being bathed and cleansed with a deep, soothing spiritual shower. And then we're going to have the last of the energy stop at the base of the spine, and it's going to start looping through the pelvic cradle, and the earth energy will continue to run up through the legs again. So the cosmic energy is now looping up through the pelvic cradle. So it's coming down through the back and then just stopping at the bottom of the spine, looping through the pelvic cradle, up through the belly, through the chest, going through all of the organs, all of the tissue, the muscles, the bones, the rib cage, breath, everything, through the skin, and then up through the neck, through the head, maybe through your jaw joint and the muscles that work your mouth and your jaw, your teeth, your gums, your tongue. Up through the nose and the sinuses, up through the eyes, through the brain, just bathing everything inside you. Bathing out the top of the head now, it's fountaining out the top of the head. Beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. A lot of stuff coming out, I see, so. And this is an incredible shower, just washing, washing, washing. And just allow any excess gunk that's coming out of the top of your head right now to just go down that big grounding cord. Remember that whirlwind, that vacuum at the bottom of that big grounding cord that's 3 feet wide is definitely on. Kind of the industrial clean out down there is just helping. Remove anything, so eventually what's coming out of the top of your head is very clear. A beautiful shower. And while we're allowing this to cleanse, there's some of you that have a lot of stuff coming out, so I'm just going to let this run a little bit longer. Let's go ahead and put a blue corona on the outside edge of your aura. Your aura is 18 inches around your body. And let's go ahead and have the blue flames on the outside edge of the aura. And just let that flame up and flame on. And that will burn off any alien energy. Energy is coming on towards you, wanting to control you. You can also fortify the edge of the aura temporarily if you want to make a stronger edge of the aura. You can see it as a 6-inch plexiglass, clear plexiglass. So you can see out and you can experience out, but things don't come in. Okay. We'll continue to let the earth energy flood the legs and out the hips, and the cosmic energy continue to bathe and cleanse. We're going to go on with the DNA process while the body continues to cleanse. So sitting in your throne room, in your golden temple of silence, I'd like you to imagine a view screen in front of you. And this view screen, you can see a master cell. I want you to take out the DNA, or just imagine that the DNA is now on the view screen. So that DNA was in the master cell, and now what we're looking at on the view screen is only the DNA strand. And it has 46 strands coming down. 22 is your mother's side, and 22 your father's side, and the two in the middle are your original God strands. And we're going to clean out anything in the DNA that would relate to dementia and Alzheimer's and poor functioning brain in later years. So this will be our first DNA clear out. What I'd like you to do is just imagine that all of the DNA related to poor functioning brain in later years turns black. So it's like malfunctioning, and you allow it to turn black. And so you're seeing these black dots lighting up on these 46 strands that are spread out. And then we have this magical golden Roomba that we call on whenever we need. And this vacuum cleaner, or maybe it's a big shop vac, we're going to vacuum out the DNA, the black dot DNA. So the DNA that's specific to the problem of low functioning brain in later years. So just go ahead and use that chop back or that Roomba. That gold is the energy of God, so we're having it blessed by God, our process. And just go ahead and vacuum out the black dots. And again, the black dots are the programs in the DNA that would cause the brain low function or disease in later years. So we're just using that particular image as the image that allows us to clean it up. So, very simple. Taking the vacuum cleaner, cleaning off the DNA, cleaning off the strands. You're doing a really good job. We're about 80% through. I'm going to help you a little bit. Some of you are struggling, so I'm just getting in there. You might feel me helping you. All right. So this clearing is complete. Let's go ahead and allow the DNA strand to kind of curl back up. So we've had it stretched out. We're going to allow it to curl back up. And then you can, in your on your view screen, in your mind's eye, see it going back into the master cell. And the next step is to mirror this information to all the surrounding cells. And one of the wonderful ways that we do it is just imagine that the light of the cell, of all the cells, so we turn the light on, kind of like a beacon of light, but we turn the light on so the whole cell is lit up, the master cell, and then it lights up all the surrounding cells with the new information. So if you could imagine a cascade of light from that one cell and that new DNA information going to all the cells of your body, lighting up that new information in all the cells of your body with the light of the cell. Just allow that light to flood through, cascade through your body with the new DNA information. And as we're doing that, we're also clearing any reset that would drop it back down to the old programming. So we're just clearing it. That might be the vacuum cleaner, clearing that one little thing off of the master cell issue. And just seeing that flood of light and that flood of new information going to all the cells of your body. You should feel much lighter, maybe tingly throughout the body. And really breathing deeply into the body as the light of the cell and the new information in the DNA is flooding into the tips of your toes and fingers, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head, all having this new information. And your spirit is still in the center of your head, sitting in your golden temple of silence on your throne. We're going to activate now this golden light or golden sun above your head. We're going to bring a gold energy in and just fill the entire body, fill out the entire body with this gold energy, this golden sun or this gold energy. So just seeing gold flooding to the feet and hands. Legs and arms, torso, neck, and head, you're flooding in gold. And then you as a spirit are following the path of this gold energy, the energy of God. So it's cleared out the way for you as a spirit to be completely into the tips of your toes and your toenails and into your joints and your feet and your ankles and your shins and calves, knees and thighs. Through the hips, entirely your spirit is filling out to the outer edge of the skin, your hands and fingers, your arms, your torso, neck and head. You're filling yourself out, really filling yourself out in your eyeballs and your brain. Feeling very grounded, very calm, very centered. Feeling at peace and very solid. And taking a few more breaths in and out, noticing the weight of your body. Noticing the beautiful weight of your body. It feels so good. And really wiggling your fingers and toes, starting to really notice yourself. Let's do some cleansing breaths. Deep breaths in and out, breathing in deeply. And let's hold that breath and then breathe out. breathing in through the nose. And then hold. And then breathing out through the mouth. And breathing in through the nose. And hold. And breathing out through the mouth. And coming back into the room, you can open your eyes and wiggle around. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. And welcome back, everyone. How was that for you? It's a nice way to start the morning. I noticed a lot of energy coming out of you when we were doing the spiritual shower, you know, the cosmic energy, massive amounts of energy coming out of people's heads and stuff, not just energy, but weird stuff. So tell me how that felt for you. Did it shift something for you? Where were you? Feeling great, good, Elisa. Yeah, Elise, rather. Very good. So what shifted for you in the meditation? It's always good to ground it by stating it. I felt this and this shifted. Elizabeth, alleluia. Wow, how wonderful. Yeah, it was really profound. Really, really good. I bet some of you are writing masterpieces. So while we're waiting for the comments to appear in my chat box, we're going to just review the schedule for the day. And it'll be just like yesterday. So we'll do a 5-minute break at 9 o'clock, which is just in a couple minutes. Sorry, I got a little tickle in the back of my throat. Okay. So a 5-minute break at the hour, and then a 20-minute break 2 hours in. So my time, 10 o'clock, we'll have a 20-minute break. And those are kind of stretch and nibble and use of bathroom breaks. Then we'll have we'll go through till noon. So we'll have a little bit longer session. The second one will be a little longer session. Unless we need a break, we'll take 5 minutes. At noon, we'll take a half-an-hour break, so that's 4 hours in. And at that point, we hang up the phone line for 20 minutes. We can only do a 4-hour recording, so we'll come back on the phone line 20 minutes later, and the actual class will start 30 minutes later, so we'll have a 30-minute lunch break at 4 hours into the class. And then we'll come back, and we'll do an hour and a half, and then we'll do a 5-minute break, and then we'll do the last hour. So we go until 3 o'clock. So we have some nice breaks in there, and we have some sessions that are a little longer stretches. And I just feel like it's really important for you to get up and move. It helps so much with integrating if you're not just totally fried from all of the shifting that we do. And like I said, this is kind of an experiment for us. We haven't ever taught, I've never taught the Diamond class online. And normally we'd spread it out over a day and you get a 2-hour nap or, you know, go sit at the pool for 2 hours in the afternoon. So we wouldn't necessarily drive through all of this stuff in kind of a 7-hour stint. But we're doing it. We're doing it. And I think it'd be good to hear how you felt at the end of the day. Did you rest deeply after the session? So it's good. Okay, a whole bunch of comments came in. And I think I have to actually go, okay, here we go. Many comments came in. Okay, alleluia, wonderful, feeling lighter and yet heavy at the same time. That was Heather, good. And Elise, feeling like shed weight and became so much lighter, great. Sonia, I feel so light and it's so hard to write. Yeah, I agree. Deep peace. Sharon, yes, a lot of stuff was released finally. Thank you, Julie Renee. Very beautiful. That was from Crystal. And Jyoti, thank you for coming to help me. I felt the left side of my head and face, the left side of side goosebumps, my body. I had images of my family members with Alzheimer's. Infinite thanks. Yay. Elizabeth felt a lot of dark energy release, mind chatter, and people too. I think I had never felt that force of cleanse so strong before. I hear you, Julie, in my right ear when you talk to me. Good. Feeling really relaxed, me, and that was Mary. And my head feels airy and open. Yay. That's Heather. See, I think I got everything in there. Yep. Okay, my dears, this was really fantastic. I think we'll definitely also be ending the day with a beautiful meditation, and we'll have a lot of clearing in the middle. You know, my real purpose for doing the diamond level is to really get you cleaned up so that you can experience more full self-expression in every aspect of your life. So my opportunity to get my hands on you and really help you step into a level of power and expression that you haven't before. So I'll be really excited to, you know, hear about what's changing for you as you have these big clear outs and you are more yourself than ever. Let's see. My head feels airy and open. That was from Heather. Okay, good. Oh, I know what happened. The sticky notes seemed to disappear for a minute there. And I'll bet it's because we're coming up on our break. So I am going to set up our little slide that says we're on a break. We'll take a break until 5 minutes after the hour. Sharon, perfect. Thank you. So get up and move around. Use the bathroom. Get a drink of water. We'll come back at 5 minutes after, and I'll put the little slide up to remind you. Okay, love you guys. We'll see you in just a few minutes.